From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's the end of an era for Alabama. The outspoken and often controversial John Christie is retiring as Alabama's state climatologist. In his place, Governor Kay Ivey appointed current associate climatologist Lee Ellenberg. WBHM's Richard Banks asked Ellenberg about his plans for the office, and he began by describing the duties of a state climatologist.
First and foremost, it's to really serve Alabama, and that means the agencies that that are within the state and the public and then different resources through trusted research, outreach, data-driven tools, you know, that support decisions about, you know, our state's environment and our economy. We try to highlight, you know, significant events. Also, when agencies will reach out to us to get data, maybe that's through the ag and industries trying to understand certain thresholds for maybe crop insurance or disaster declarations.
And do you have stations around the state and other tools that you take measurements from?
Yeah, we got a host of stations that can observe a range of things from temperature, you know, rainfall, wind speed. Through our office, we have our own state MesoNet, and then we work really closely with the University of South Alabama. They have a great MesoNet and are expanding that. So there's a lot of different ways that we collect this data. Some of these are nationally, you know, kind of maintained networks. We have several state maintained networks, and so a huge part of our role is trying to bring that data together to have a better perspective and a more informed outlook on what the risks are.
And do economic developers and businesses work with you to determine what is or isn't a good site to develop or, let's say, build out?
That is that would be the responsibility of our office. And I haven't necessarily, had to field those questions just yet, just started the other day, but definitely economic developers or like when Mercedes were coming in, you know, understanding like the climatology of the tornadoes and where they're, you know, the likelihood. And I have had some folks reach out for, like frost advisories where the likelihood of frost is across the state and different things for temperature.
How will you approach your job differently from your predecessor, Dr. John Christie, who's been in that office for what, the past 25 years now?
You know, the one thing I'm going to do this year, my first thing, I hired a climate services coordinator, and her and I our plan is to really visit every agency in Alabama that might even touch climate data. I want to know what they do, how they do it, understand the data they use, let them know what kind of data we provide, better understand if there's more data that we or different products that we could make to make their lives easier, to make their decisions better.
So Dr. Christie is, I'm sure you know, he's a climate change skeptic, and he's been a controversial player in the climate change debate, not just in the state, but nationally for many years. He's even appeared before Congress about 20 times. He believes that greenhouse gas emissions, especially from carbon dioxide, have very little influence on the climate. And that's a belief that runs counter to the vast majority of climate researchers. Now, as the state's new climatologist, what are your thoughts about climate change? Is it happening? Is it human caused?
So while I may not agree with every interpretation or conclusion that Dr. Christie has advanced, I just want to, you know, be very clear. I have a very deep respect for his scientific rigor. But yes, climate is changing, and yes, anthropogenic forcings play an important role, whether that's through greenhouse gases, but also at the regional scale, we're looking at drivers like land use change that can be really impactful as well. And so my responsibility at this office is to understand what those changes mean, specifically for Alabama.
What else? Anything else that you want to add?
Just incredibly honored to be named the state climatologist, and my connection to Alabama is personal as well as professional. I've lived here my whole life. I grew up in Coleman County. My dad owned a nursery in Bailiton. I saw firsthand how climate variability affects livelihoods. These were not just statistics. We saw them firsthand, and saw my dad have to deal with that and understand, you know, what risk is and resilience.
Lee Ellenberg, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking the time to call me.
That was Alabama's new state climatologist, Lee Ellenberg, speaking with WBHM's Richard Banks.